Captain Lansing?
Yes, Parsons.
You're not leaving the trenches now, are you? There's no telling how long the truce will hold after midnight.
Oh, I won't be long. I just want to sketch the inside of that little chapel on our flank.
Major Haverford's
Major Haverford is on the German side drinking wine with their general. I should be safe at least until he gets back.
Well, as long as you're going out, sir, don't suppose you could pick up a few things?
You want me to go next door for a cup of sugar?
What the blazes would we do with sugar? We want schnapps. Here. Take some cigarettes, and if you run into anyone...
I'll see what I can do.
Thank you, Captain. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Parsons. See, English.
Entschuldige mich bitte, nein.
Well then. Schnapps.
Oh, willst du Schnapps? Ich habe Schnapps. Ja. Hier.
Oh, no, it's not just for me. Schnapps for trade. Schnapps for cigarettes.
Oh, Zigaretten. American.
British.
Ah, scheiße.
I know. Will you take them anyway?
Yeah. Deutsche Zigaretten sind auch scheiße. Bitte schön.
Oh, thank you.
Fröhlich Weihnacht.
I'm sorry?
Weihnachten. Heute. Stille Nacht, heilige
Christmas!
Christmas! Ja, freilige Christmas!
Happy Christmas to you too!
Oh, danke! Kling, glock, kling, 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 a ling, kling, glock, kling, kling. Es so kalt der Winter, so
Well, Parsons, looks like you were a good boy this year. Fräulein Wiesernacht, Fraulich Wiesnockelin,
Why don't we stick with Happy Christmas?
Bloody hell, let's.
Oberst Jakob Grunberg.
Captain Theodore Lansing, at your service.
For a little while longer, at least.
Too true. Sorry, I didn't mean to bother you.
Oh, not at all, Captain Lansing. Please, join me.
I didn't think anyone would be here this late.
Or most have come back to sing and sleep and wait for the order to kill once more.
But not you.
Or you? Cigarette?
That's all right. I've got my own. Your English is very good.
As is yours. Light.
Thanks. Do you mind me asking?
I am... was a professor.
Of English?
Literature und Folklore. And you?
Architect.
Ah, the pencil and paper.
Thought I would sketch this place before... our guns are set to level it in the morning.
Ah, I swear. We cannot have an obstruction on the battlefield. Not even a church.
Still, there should be some kind of record of this place. For history's sake, if nothing else. Do you mind?
No, not at all.
I won't be a moment. Please, don't let me interrupt your prayers. Did I say something funny?
I am Jewish, Captain Lansing.
Oh. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to... What on earth are you doing in a Catholic church?
Oh, the same as you, initially. I wanted to see this beautiful church before it was destroyed.
Is that allowed?
I've been here all day and have yet to be struck by lightning. Oh, you trust the angel?
It's remarkable.
The angel of Casimir.
I'm sorry, is it famous?
No. Not in art circles, at least.
Of Casimir. Who's it by?
That depends on who you ask.
Oh?
If you ask an art historian, they might say it is anonymous or attributed to some local stonemason in Poland whose name is lost to time.
And if I were to ask a professor of literature and folklore?
He might tell you a story, provided you share some of your schnapps.
Cheers.
Prost.
So, tell me a story about a cracked old statue.
Shall I begin with Once Upon a Time?
Why not?
Once upon a time, 1346 to be exact, Casimir the Great was king of Poland when the Black Death struck Europe. First, the plague fell upon Venice and Sicily, but he did not worry because those places were by water. Places by water were always getting sick. And so Poland was safe. Then it spread to France and Spain. Clearly, the wind was blowing westward. Poland would be spared. But then it turned. It came for the Holy Roman Empire, for Bulgaria, for Wallachia. It crept ever closer. And with it came tales of buboes and blood. Families, villages, whole towns wiped from the face of the earth with no one left to bury or mourn or remember. Prince, pauper, priest, no one was safe. Just like in your English nursery rhyme, they all fell down. It was the end. Not just of France or Poland, but the entire world. God's judgment come. Casimir prayed for the deliverance of his kingdom. They say he fasted for an entire year. He ate and drank nothing beyond communion wafers and wine. But no answer came. Finally, he called all the great men of Krakow to his castle, priests and lords and learned men. Even the rabbis were invited among the Christians, so desperate were they. The king asked each person, what could be done to stop this plague? And each one said, Nick.
Nothing.
Nothing. But there was one who did not say Nick, an old rabbi who asked for shosh, time. This rabbi went away with a group of rabbis and stonemasons. No one knew where. A month passed, 2 months. The plague spread. Bodies fell in the outer villages. People assumed the old Jew had taken his people and fled. But half a year later, the rabbi returned with a statue of an angel.
The angel of Casimir? No,
not yet. Then it was just a statue. They had carved it from a single piece of marble in the exact likeness of the angel of death herself, Mashit. Perfect. It had to be. That is why it took so long. Every time the stonemasons had made a mistake, the rabbi made them start over, carving from an entirely new block of marble. But now it was done. He gathered his fellow rabbis and took the statue on a cart to the last village to report the plague. And there, they trapped the angel of death.
How do you trap an angel?
All the rabbis of old were wise. They knew all the names of God and the letters of angels. They carved her name into the forehead to force her inside. When she started to move, they chipped it off and replaced it with the word bind. Then they went all about the statue carving words, bind, seal, hold, lock.
Words? What? Words.
Look closely.
I still don't. Oh. Oh. They're not cracks. It's tiny, tiny writing.
The rabbis knew their business. The angel was dropped away. They returned to King Casimir, and the statue was placed inside Vafur Cathedral. And with that, the plague passed Poland by.
How did it get to a small chapel in the middle of France?
Time, force. The French took much during Napoleon's march. Not all of it was returned. That is not the end of the story, though.
Oh?
Machit was not pleased being locked inside the statue. With her last free words, the angel vowed punishment for the arrogance of king and rabbi in contesting the will of God. She would rain destruction upon mankind tenfold, crack open the shell of the world, and unleash flame upon all creation just as soon as she is free. And so the legend goes, if ever the angel of Casimir is damaged or destroyed, it will be the end of all things.
Oh, very good, sir. Very good. A Christmas ghost story. Mr. Dickens could not have told it better.
Thank you.
Tell me, honestly, was any of it true?
Oh, yes, all of it.
Really? You didn't make any of it up?
Oh, I might have gotten some details confused. I have not read the original story in some time.
Extraordinary. What are the odds of finding this here, of all places? Imagine if there were an angel in here. We'd all be in trouble tomorrow, I dare say.
There is an angel in there.
Yes, yes. The angel of death who will destroy the world when the statue is broken.
Captain Lansing, who do you think is singing?
I... Hello? Hello? Who's in here?
Just you and me. And her.
Her?
Put your ear to the statue.
Flesh the Godhead see, hail incarnate day.
What the hell is that?
The angel, Machit.
Oh, yes. No, there's some French strumpet hidden somewhere behind the altar, isn't there? You can come out now, dear. The joke's over.
There is no one else, Captain Lansing.
I'm sure. What? Are you piping her voice up through the basement?
What basement?
What is this, then? What's your play?
I do not play.
Is this where you plan to break through, hmm? Is this where you Jerrys are heading?
Put the gun down.
In the morning, this whole area will be shelled, and there's nothing you can do to stop it.
I know, Captain Lansing. I have already tried. I spent the entire day trying to convince German command to spare this church, or to delay just long enough to move her. But we must keep up with the line. We must move. And for that, we must shell this church.
You shouldn't be telling me this. Why are you telling me this?
Because it no longer matters. Not when she is to be loosed upon the world.
It's just a story.
So is Christmas. And yet, today is the greatest war in history paused. The murder of thousands stopped, and we give each other presents.
Yeah.
Danke. Stories bring hope. Stories bring warning, but only if you listen. And in these mad times, no one listens.
Look, maybe if I talk to Major Haverford, we can work out a temporary...
You see? When the wheel of nations turns, there is nothing one can do.
We need to get back to our lines.
I am staying.
You can't, the shelling.
I would rather die quickly than see what comes next.
Grunberg!
Go!
It's not real! Damn!
Seid erfreut, Christus ist geboren.
The Angel of Casimir was written by Jim McDonnell and produced by Catherine Ranella. This story is featured as part of the MAT Scriptwriting Competition Winners Collection of 2018, featuring the voice talents of Robert Moore as Parsons, Philip Hickman as Captain Lansing, Simon Dowd as the German soldier, and Dan Michalko as Jacob Grunberg. The Angel of Death was performed by Robert Moore and Simon Dowd. All other songs performed by the full cast and Johnny DiLoretto. Credit music provided by Kevin McLeod as permitted under a Creative Commons license. Additional sound effects provided by SoundSnap and freesound.org. The executive producer is Dan Michalko. This has been a Merity Media Midnight Audio Theater production.
Hear the pages set my ear, doubtless the telling. Yonder peasant,
who is he?
Where and what is dwelling? Sire, there's a glimmering hedge underneath the mountain, right against the forest fish, buzzing in the mountain. Bring me flesh and bring me wine, bring me pine logs hither. Thou and I will see and dine when we bear him thither. Page and monarch, forth they went together, through the rude winds, wild lament, and the bitter weather.
One more time, Rat!
That's the best verse.
That's great.
No, I think you just made $30 or $32 in donations from CBE by just playing this on rotation.